Now cultivate three levels of compassion. 1. This person wants happiness and does not want suffering, yet is stricken with terrible pain. If this person could only be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. 2. This person wants happiness and does not want suffering, yet is stricken with terrible pain. May this person be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. 3. This person wants happiness and does not want suffering, yet is stricken with terrible pain. I will help this person be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. Now cultivate total commitment. 1. Cyclic existence is a process driven by ignorance. 2. Therefore, it is realistic for me to work to achieve enlightenment and to help others do the same. 3. Even if I have to do it alone, I will free all sentient beings from suffering and the causes of suffering, and set all sentient beings in happiness and its causes. One by one, bring to mind individual beings, first friends, then neutral persons, and then enemies, starting with the least offensive, and repeat these reflections with them. Reflecting impermanence. Take this to heart. 1. It is certain that I will die. Death cannot be avoided. My lifespan is running out and cannot be extended. 2. When I will die is indefinite. Lifespans among humans vary. The causes of death are many, and the causes of life comparatively few. The body is fragile. 3. At death, nothing will help except my transformed attitude. Friends will be of no help. My wealth will be of no use, and neither will my body. 4. We are all in this same perilous situation, so there is no point in quarreling and fighting or wasting all our mental and physical energy on accumulating money and property. 5. I should practice now to reduce my attachment to passing fancies. 6. From the depths of my heart, I should seek to get beyond this cycle of suffering induced by misconceiving the impermanent to be permanent.